A long time. Angelina ain't got pounded out in a long time. Same Angelina. Guys, it's the season finale of Jersey Shore. We are excited to wrap this up and we cannot wait for you guys to tune in. Jersey Shore.
Season. You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Get crazy. Ain't got pounded out in a long time. Angelina ain't got pounded out in a long time. Angelina ain't got pounded out in a long time.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Jersey Shore panel here. And guys, guess what? It's the season finale. If you are listening to me, you can tell I'm so excited because I lost my voice a little bit because all of the screaming and yelling and saying, Angelina ain't got pounded out in a long time. Before we get into the goodness, I am your girl, Nakia Monet, and I am joined by my beautiful co-host, ladies.
Hey, guys, I'm Stacey Olivas. So excited to be back.
Woo! It's the season finale, you guys. I'm DJ Bollier. So great to be back.
Yes.
Last episode of the year.
What an amazing episode, guys. And also, just to let you guys know, this is a season finale. So we do have the meatball segment, and we do have a little bit of news and gossip.
Yay.
And if you guys are big Jersey Shore fans, I'm sure you already know what the news and gossip is going to be. And we can't wait to get into all that. But guys,
hello!
It's the season finale.
It was a cute one.
Definitely a great one.
And then there was definitely a part of unfortunate events. As you always. Know, as always.
Yeah, you gotta be Jersey Shore. But how are you guys feeling that it's the season finale? Here we are, season two, 10 years later in a brand new show.
Oh, this just goes to show, like, time goes by so fast.
Wow. Where did the 10 years go,
I
right?
Know.
Now we're, like, season finale of the reunion show, part two.
Crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah, because 10 years ago I was 12, so
hello. I feel like it's just gonna keep going. It's gonna become one of those shows that, like, never ends. Maybe they'll go on, like, a little hiatus for a couple weeks and then we'll be back. Because it's doing so well right now.
So amazing. And I think we got a little snippet of what I feel like the future may hold for Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. Because at the end, and we're going to talk more about Dina's fundraiser, but to see everyone's family kind of there and the kids and the husbands and the moms and the dads, I'm like, I think this is the future of Jersey Shore. Yeah. And I think that's why they signed on. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to probably stay on the East Coast and probably take a trip someplace. But as long as their kids can be involved, I think it's a good time.
So cute, though, seeing that. Like, Snooki's little guy running up to her all drunk.
Amazing.
She's all drunk. So adorable.
Amazing. But, okay, so let's start from the beginning. Last week, we left off with the Staten Island Brawl Part 1. Woo. This week, we opened the episode with the Staten Island Brawl Part 2. Mike has to calm Angelina down. Dina's upstairs, like, trying to be away. As we also know, Mike, the situation cannot be near any of this because he is on probation. Mm-hmm. The girl that she's fighting is starting to fight with her boyfriend.
Oh, that was funny.
How do you guys feel about the end of that fight? Did it go as you guys expected?
No, I wanted him to let Angelina go.
Yeah.
Let her go. Let her just do her thing.
She was ready.
She was ready. Her shirt was down. She was all about it, okay?
Her boobs about to pop out and everything. She was ready.
She was ready. I'm not going to lie. Low key, I wanted to see a fight. High key.
I wanted to see a fight. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to let JWoww go, too.
Yes.
Just let them all go. What do we have to lose?
I wanted them to beat that girl up. And I'm just thinking because she starts hitting the guy. All drunk.
That was funny, though.
Obviously.
He deserved it. Somebody had to punch
like
him in the face.
Karma came back.
Exactly.
Around.
Remember, we were talking about it last week. He did not get punched in the face by anybody, and finally, somebody did.
His friend,
we didn't even expect, but finally, his girlfriend, I think. Was his girlfriend?
I don't know. But I'm happy he got punched in the face. And obviously, they were all drunk because it was just a hot mess. But I love when the crew leaves. That couple is still fighting. On the streets, but I low-key wanted to see a fight, but I did love it. Ronnie, I think, even said it, like, of course a fight is going to bring us all together, because I feel like they all bonded, and JWoww had Angelina's back, Mike was there, and
they had Angelina's back, finally.
Angelina's part of the crew.
Because her hair was being pulled over that ledge for a while, and no one came to her rescue.
That's right, because last week, I think, Stacey, you were like, wait, why is no one helping her?
Everyone at? It was like a quick minute. Like, it was for a while, though.
Angelina almost got pounded out in a long time.
She did get pounded out.
I love her.
In a different way.
She's great.
But that was cool, and I'm happy they left that behind. Yeah. And it was a good scene, but I really wanted to see a brawl and a fight. But before we go further, kids, I have something to tell you guys.
Ooh, girl, tell us.
So, last week, when we were on the show, I downloaded this app called Poshmark, which is totally amazing, because Poshmark, you can download things, and you can buy clothing and all that good stuff. And for the listeners out there, we have a special deal for you guys. If you guys download the Poshmark app, you get tons of deals. deals. You guys can shop from millions of closets across America. So that means we can probably shop from like Angelina's closet or Pauly D's closet. Just saying. All you guys got to do is download the free Poshmark app, and Poshmark carries women's, kids, and men's. Poshmark has tons of brands. What are some of you guys' favorite brands?
Ooh, so many.
I love Zara.
I like Zara's Nike. Great. I just like sporty
Nike's
stuff.
Nike's on there. If you guys want some Louis Vuitton, you can see if that's in there.
The high brand.
Because people
say what? Gucci, what?
Exactly. Because people are selling, and it's kind of like thrifting 101. Poshmark is the easiest way to buy and sell fashion items. Shipping is easy for both the seller and the buyer. Super fast shipping. If you see something you want, you can make the sell an offer. Kind of like eBay, but this is Poshmark, guys. Share your Poshmark closet handle. Tell your friends where to find you up on the app. So it's kind of like Instagram. Like, I can put at Kiki Boom Boom on Poshmark, and you guys can shop my closet on there. Ooh, cool. And guys, for the listeners for AfterBuzz TV, you guys will get $5 off of your first purchase. All you have to do is put the invite code in. That is AfterBuzz, all capital letters. That is AfterBuzz. Put the invite code in, and you guys get $5 off. And that is our early Christmas present.
Yay!
You.
Merry Christmas!
And
happy holidays!
I'm on that app all the time, and I'm always looking for things, especially for the holidays.
Yeah,
you can buy your Christmas presents off there, get your friend like a cute bag, or
for the New Year's, you can get rid of a lot of your stuff and start clean and fresh.
Yes,
make some money on the side.
New Year's resolutions.
Oh man,
definitely.
Well, speaking about keeping it starting new and keeping it fresh. Jen and Ronnie are back.
She's making some money on the side.
That's right. TV's favorite couple is back, y'all.
With publicity.
Just so we thought Ronnie, you know, single Ronnie was having a good time in Jersey with his friends. Everything was calm. He blocks Jen because he feels like she was disrespecting her. They live together, and Jen calls one day, and she says, "Ronnie, someone broke into the house with me and the baby here. He seen me and he ran out the house." So Ronnie is frantic. He's like, "Wait, what's happening? What's going on?" But as time and time keeps going, the roommates and myself, what about you guys? We felt like the story wasn't real.
I think it's just when anything's calm, she starts problems or he starts problems. They can't handle like the healthy calmness.
Exactly. The whole thing didn't make sense. And the way she was explaining how it all went, what the hell was she still doing in the house after getting robbed?
She wasn't frantic. She wasn't like, "Oh my God,
exactly.
I got like right
she
away."
She was super chill. And the other thing too was, why was Ronnie still with the roommates? Like, honestly, I think any normal person would be like, "Oh crap, I'm going to be on the next flight back home."
Because I don't think he believed it.
Exactly. That's what I... Girl.
So, I think with Ronnie, for some reason, true. He's still trying to show face with his roommates. And it's like, they know you. It's okay. They love you anyway. And I think deep down inside, he didn't believe it. But I think he didn't want to be embarrassed in front of his roommates. Mm. That's why he wasn't rushing out. And that's what... Even when Dina was like, "You can go home." He's like, "No, it's fine. We'll figure it out." I'm like, okay. Mm. First of all, Jen claims she was robbed. She has two kids, not one. She has two kids. And to have a man come into your house, I would be shook. Take my kids out. But then I think the roommates try to puzzle it together. Ronnie asked her to move out of their home. She moved back into her house. So Pauly D, Mike and Vinny, and even the girls are like, "Wait, okay, all of a sudden she's not talking to you. She needs to get your attention. You make her move out of your house." Mm-hmm. And now because of this quote unquote, and I'm doing the air quotes for those who can't see us, this robbery, now she's forced to move back into your home.
For protection.
Cray cray. For those who are listening and watching the fans, please let us know what you guys think about this. Do you guys think this was real?
Nope.
Do you guys, because the girls even said maybe one of her friends did it. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think she made this up for Ronnie's attention?
Yep.
I think the timing was very like close in that she made it up for his attention because she was blocked. She couldn't get a hold of him.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's unfortunate?
How did she get a hold of him though? That's what's interesting.
Production probably made a way. I'm sure of it.
And then you guys, she found a bag of bullets in the backyard.
Okay. So if I'm a mom, I can't speak for all moms. Moms are all different. I have two kids and I'm in a home by myself and I see a man come in the house. She says he has a bandana.
She said she was asleep too.
Asleep. They
Heck
find
no.
bullets. I'm out of there. It's too much.
I'm off social media. I'm out of there because you're posting all these pictures of your house, right?
Yeah.
They're always at their house filming. People can find out where they live. Social media is
like anything on social media of the robbery, quote unquote.
I don't know.
Because, you know, she posts like every little thing. So I would assume like, "Oh my God, guys, look, we just got robbed." Bullets on the jacuzzi.
I will say if it did happen, it's unfortunate because of how crazy they are. you're not prone to believe them so right away. So, like, if this really did happen, it sucks because it's like, well, because you and Ronnie do way too much and you are a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Love you, though, Jen. I have to say that. We do love you. But as a friend, we're family here. You crazy. Ronnie's crazy. Y'all crazy.
And this all happened within a matter of months. Sorry to stop you, but within a matter of a month from her dragging him with the car.
What a hell of a month Ronnie's been having, huh?
This is the Ronnie Margot series of unfortunate events. Right. I just feel like, because I know people who do stuff like that, who make up bad things. You hope that they would never do anything like that because
you
a kid
know
is involved.
People that do that?
I've known people. I've been in situations. I've lived a long life at 22 years old. I've met some people who will make up crazy things to get someone's attention, whether it's their boyfriend or girlfriend. Oh. People will pretend to be sick, do crazy things like that to get their attention.
That's so erotic.
That's insane.
If it did happen, it's unfortunate, but I am happy that her and her kids are safe. If it didn't happen, sis, girl, you don't have to do all that to get Ronnie's attention.
That's what they call doing the most.
You're doing the most.
The absolute most. Oh, God. Like, I can't.
But you know what, though? A crazy thing is, what if it did happen?
That's what I said.
They do post their stuff on social media. I know people who have been robbed, and they're just like, oh, okay.
So do I. I mean,
like, I mean, but she is kind of crazy, so her credibility is pretty
shot. That's what I said. If it happened, it's unfortunate because
we're talking
of who they are, their credibility. No, not because of what we're saying. It's unfortunate because of what they've done and the stuff that they put out into the universe.
True.
And it's like, no, it's like the boy who cried wolf. Everything that they put out into social media, the audience isn't going to believe you. The roommates didn't even believe it. Mm-hmm. It's not just us. I think America didn't believe it and all that good stuff. So.
And I think Ronnie's just, you know, he's scared to tell his roommates because they're probably all, they're telling him over and over. It's that friend that keeps coming back to you.
Oh, Ronnie,
and then
we
goes
love
and
you.
Gets like tortured.
But thank God Jen is okay. Back. Her kids are okay if it happened. If it didn't, girl, stop and get it together.
Seriously.
Speaking about getting it together, Deaners.
Oh, she's so cute.
Oh, she's amazing. I love this girl.
I love Dina so much. So we learned that Dina's dad, he passed away 2 years ago from leukemia. And Dina kind of wants to do a fundraiser for the blood disease and kind of help money to fund this disease and fund this, what is it called? Like
to donate bone marrow, isn't it? Like
the fundraiser,
donors?
But the it's a word I'm thinking of, guys. I'm having a soul day, but the cause, Kay, been partying way too much.
Right.
She wants to support the cause for her father's disease that he had, and support anything where they can test people to find out if they have cancer. So hashtag F cancer. Mm-hmm. We're not here for it. So Dina thinks it's a really cool idea for the gang to get together, do this really cool fundraiser, have all the guys wear shirts and the girls wear shirts, and have some things like take a shot with Snooki, touch Pauly D's hair. Were you guys all in your feels when you found out that Dina wanted to do this for her dad the day before his birthday?
So she's so sweet. She's so real. Yeah. You could just tell. She's so transparent. Like, you can see that she's a sweet girl. And, she would be doing something like this. And I think it was sweet, too, when she told Ronnie, you can go home.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be here for this event. Because everything that's going down with your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really loved what they were doing. And it was just really great to see them in just kind of like a different space. Because, you know, we don't get to see that often. Yes. We're usually seeing them drinking and fighting or whatever. So this was a nice transition from the brawl to actually doing something very important. And I really, exactly. Yes. And I really did like that moment that Ronnie and Deaners had, because they had that history when her dad passed and Ronnie wasn't there. So Ronnie felt like he was obligated to be there during this whole robbery situation. But, you know, I'm glad that they had that talk. So
DJ literally was thinking the same thing. It's a breath of fresh air to see them kind of do something different. And that's why I think this show works, because we get them turned up, we get them partying, we get them traveling, we get them fighting. But then we have something where it's like, let's do something cool. So we head down the Jinx, the Shua. And it's really dope because, like I said at the top, I think this is a highlight of what we're going to see in the future. The family came down. Fine as Roger was there. He's so fine.
Roger, like, welcome back.
Roger, look at
respectfully,
Roger. Oh,
respectfully, J-Wow, your husband's fine. Chris came down and Chris brought Dina her dad's medal. And also Vinny experienced, because his uncle passed away from the same disease that Dina's dad died from. So, like, Vinny's family was there. Snooki's kids were there. I think it was such a beautiful thing to see
our
family.
It was cute seeing their kids come up to him, because you see him so much on social media, but not on the show. So, I think this is a great way to transition to the new season with the family.
It was awesome. The crew started raising money, and Dina said this would be an early birthday present to her dad in heaven. Oh, and then they, like, so Chris was also there, Angelina's fiance, and all the fun stuff. But then we got to see some auctions, and wait a minute. Someone paid $400 to touch Polly's hair.
Yes.
That's insane.
Crazy.
Come on.
Oh. That's a car payment. That's half. Well,
that's like some rent.
Some rent in other states. Some not rent. In Cali.
Some rent.
I could use that $400 to buy my ticket, y'all.
Yes.
Go. You
can do a lot of $400.
Holiday tickets aren't cheap, y'all.
Okay, question for you guys. If you guys were there, out of all the different things, you had Eden with Mike, you had Ron Juan Juice, take a shot with Snooki, fight with J-Wild, trash bag with Angelina. I think it was touch Polly's hair. Which one would you guys
eat with
chose?
Mike.
Eat with Mike.
Definitely eat with Mike, of
like
course.
Bomb.
I would eat with Mike and take a shot with Snooki.
Oh, yeah. But you have to do that in that order.
In that order.
Yeah.
Because y'all don't want to throw up.
Exactly.
But would you guys imagine paying all that money for all that stuff?
Oh.
It is for a good cause.
I mean, we are
it
super is, fans, yeah. So I'd probably pay. Something.
Okay. Not $400.
Maybe 50.
Yeah, not $400.
But then at first I was like, that's crazy. But then I thought about it, I was like, but you know what, it is for a good cause. Yeah. And maybe those people had was affected by the cause, and maybe or maybe MTV gave them the money.
But I love oh my god. Probably. I love though that they turned it in still to a party.
It's amazing.
So it was so fun still, and it was a good cause. So
it's
it
a good
was cherry
cause.
Seats chores.
Mm-hmm. They raised $40,000 for this cause. Dina it's thinks amazing. Everybody. But the best part of it all was embarrassing Angelina. So just a little refresher. Last week, Angelina sat at the table and she told everybody, guys, when I first met Chris, we had bomb sex. He pounded me out. And the definition for pounded
like
out,
that. Pounded.
The definition for those who don't know just is really good sex. Like hard, good sex.
That's a sign pounded. Language. That's a sign,
sign language,
language
for pounding.
Exactly.
But she tells her castmates, she tells her fam, like, after I met him, we had great sex, but we haven't been having that sex in a really long time. You know, a conversation you have with your friends. And when you have this conversation, I don't think you think that your friends would repeat it back while your fiance is there.
At an seriously. Event for a good cause, to raise money for cancer.
Like, there's a right place at a right time for everything. I mean, I don't think that was really
you
the right place
Vinny
for
Vinny kind of did this because he was like...
Vinny's a hater.
A little hater.
He
huh?
probably was mad at that voice.
I think, like, too, you see everyone kind of coupled up. Even Ronnie, even though it's a mess.
Right.
Like, Vinny's single. Vinny and Polly just loves himself and his life. So he's, yeah. like, doing it. He doesn't
He's got
care.
All the ladies behind him
but
anyway,
Vinny
so.
But Vinny is just like, I feel like he needs someone.
He does. He ladies, needs... are you guys going to sign up?
Of course. I already tried.
Yes, you did. You did. Vinny, Polly, if you guys are looking for love... We have some ladies here who would like to let you know that they're
Nikia,
interested.
You love Polly.
I love them all, honestly. Like, I'll take whoever. It doesn't matter.
She'll take the t-shirt shop guy, too.
Okay. No. Danny's probably married, too. And, hun, they make me seem like I'm desperate in these streets.
Just kidding.
She's Louise.
I love you. I'm joking.
Oh, my gosh. But also, like Angelina, she hasn't got a pound out in a really long time, and we got the chance to hear that song. Do you guys want to sing it on the count of three?
Yes.
One, dude, two, three.
Angelina ain't got pounded out in a long time. Angelina ain't got pounded out in a long time.
So I'm sending positive vibes to Angelina. I hope in 2019 you get pounded out all of 2019.
Yes.
That's a fact. I'm just saying, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I love you, Nikia.
That is my Christmas present to everyone. Jewels and jewels. All the gems that I'm dropping. But it was pretty cool. It was a great cause. And I think this was an appropriate and amazing way to end the season finale.
Yes.
All of everything. We're ending season two. How do you ladies feel? Did you think this was a great season finale? Let's do this. What were your favorite moments from this episode? I mean, from this season of Jersey Shore Family season. Vacation.
Ooh, that is so tough.
Mm-hmm. While you guys think about that.
Damn.
I know. I hate you guys just out the blue. I'm sorry about that. Really excited. While you guys think about that, think about this. Think about your one favorite moment from this season.
Okay.
And think about your least favorite moment from this season.
I can say my least.
I'll start first. You guys think about it. I'll start. My least favorite moment from this season was just all of the, not all the drama with Ron and Jen, but just where I felt like it turned tragic with the whole car and the blood situation. Because I feel like now this is real life. They have a kid, and I just hope and pray that going forward, they take it down a notch and calm down. My favorite moment of season two, it's so much because the show's so awesome. Mm. It would have to be... I liked when they came back to Jersey. I did. Like, I love them in Vegas, but... And I like them in Miami, but I love them in Jersey. We got to see Dina. I'm happy that Angelina's back, because I know season one, we were like, Angelina, why you here, girl? So I am happy that... I think my top favorite moment is just all of them coming back to Jersey. That's mine. ladies.
I think seeing Pauly D DJ. Yes. That was exciting. Seeing him in his little world. And then my least favorite was probably seeing Jen spit on Ron.
Oh, yeah.
And then it blacked out and I was like, oh, this is bad. That was ugly. Ugly.
We got to give Jen a hug in 2019.
Absolutely. DJ. I mean, I would have to say, like, I agree with you guys on the least favorite moments. It definitely has to do with Ron and Jen.
Yeah.
A particular moment, I guess, was when, yeah, I mean, they didn't show it, but, you know, when he got dragged by the car. I mean, that's, like, obviously brutal. And then you saw him in, like, his, you know, cast or whatever. Favorite.
Why is it kind of funny, though?
Because, like, it's Ronnie.
It's sick. Terrible.
It's, like, sick. It's like that sick humor.
Oh, Ronnie. Just, sorry, oh Ronnie. Gosh.
But it's just too much. My favorite moment, though, I mean, honestly, there are just so many. But I have to say, probably this episode when they all just got together for this good cause.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we saw them in a different light and a different, you know, space. And we actually saw, like, the real them. Like, there's another, like, deep side to them. So I like seeing that.
We love you guys. For the fans, for those in the chat and those in the comments, let us know what your favorite moments were from season one and season two. And let us know how you felt about the season. And let us know how you felt about the season finale. I'm going to miss these guys, man.
Me too.
But they're not going to be gone for long.
No. I give it like
a few months.
We'll see Ronnie. And I once you get to News and Gossip, I feel like they'll be back tomorrow.
Do you think they're going to film when Mike's in jail?
I don't know.
Mike,
we can do that for predictions. Okay, let's wrap
this. Can they do a visit to the jail?
No. The jail will be like, no. Let's wrap all this out. Let's get into our cool segments. Okay. We're going to start with our little meatball segment.
Aww. Exactly. Yeah, these are so cute. So little baby meatball of the week.
Her clone.
We got a few up in here clone. Because I just couldn't choose one. So I figured, no, let's just bring the whole meatballs out.
Oh,
okay,
God.
So here's Sissy, Snooki's daughter.
She looks like her.
She really does.
She looks like a Cabbage Patch doll.
Seriously.
She is beautiful.
Is she wearing a... I can't really... is that a cheerleader?
Yeah,
outfit?
She's getting ready for to go to her cheerleading
like her
competition. Yeah, or something. Or practice.
She's a cheerleader.
She's so little.
And then she looks like JWoww's kids. So cute.
Beautiful.
They're just chilling. Family night, probably. So beautiful. Adorable.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
And here's Ron's lookalike.
She's beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it looks like she has the eye monster. What movie? The Pixar movie, Monsters.
Monster Inc.
It looks like she has a Monster Inc. costume.
Yeah. On. Oh, yeah, it does.
I said eye monster. I think I'm thinking about that Nickelodeon show, Real Monsters. Okay.
Oh, I love that one. 90s.
Right? I wasn't alive then, but I was born like 99. Adrian, myself. Adorable meatballs. Woo. We're going to miss seeing these little meatballs. But if you guys go on social media, Snooki, JWoww, Ron, they post the kids all the time. Mm-hmm. And if you guys actually log into the Jersey Shore news page on Instagram, he has the best page ever on like Instagram. You get all the news feeds and all that stuff. Speaking about news, let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, it was a series of fortunate events, not unfortunate, as Mike would say. Mike and his lady, the Lawrence, had their honeymoon before he goes away. I'm sorry, I just like ruined it.
We're like, right? We're like, oh. Okay.
But look at the other room. I was trying to figure out where this honeymoon took place, but Pauly D went, in the comments, he wrote dessert or desert. But they're in the desert.
First of all, Mike looks really good.
He eats
a lot. He's bulked up. He needs a bulk up.
They look so cute. And there's another picture of Lawrence that he posted in his story. They look really happy.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. So those are just some pictures from their honeymoon.
Oh, they might make a little baby.
I hope so.
Because I think they're working on that. I see that. I'll get into the prediction. I see that coming.
Oh, and they even had a funfetti cake.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, congrats.
I love him.
I love Mike so much.
I look so good.
And guys, Jersey Shore made number 8 on the top 20 shows on demand. And guess what? They're renewed for another season.
Woo!
They have like a super high rated show. It's crazy. How high their ratings
are. It's amazing. And listen, like we said last week, don't mess with the OGs.
Yes.
Honor your OGs. Mm-hmm. Just take notes from this show. This show is MTV's number one show right now, which is crazy. It's nostalgic. It's familiar. It's a good time. They are renewed for season 3, so you will see us back again, and you definitely will see these crazy wild kids. I am a little curious on when they're gonna... I feel like they already started filming a little bit. Because I think Mike is doing, 6 to 8 months?
Yeah.
So if he goes in January,
he should be out a little bit earlier.
Maybe, I'm about to say, maybe they'll air in the fall. Maybe we'll get this, like, going out of the year, and maybe, like, because Snooki's pregnant.
There's a lot going on.
So it's a lot going on. So I'm not sure sure how they're going to do it, but I'm really excited.
Dina's baby's going to be due.
Baby is due. There's a lot.
Oh my gosh, everyone's preparing for this new season with babies.
Yes, it's super crazy.
Do you think Ron and Jen might have another one? What?
Ooh. Okay. Well, okay. How about this?
I don't know at this point.
Let's get into predictions.
Well,
oh God.
And now, you're after Buzz.
I think...
Oh God. I got everybody worried.
DJ, do you want to start?
Oh goodness. Well... I'm hoping that this doesn't happen, honestly, just for the sake of the kid. But maybe Ron and Jen might have another. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised, but, like, I would be scared. But
she's, like, got the chills.
I know. I just got chills, too. Oh, my goodness. I'm hoping I'm, like, not jinxing anything, but, yeah.
Okay.
I think there's going to be a proposal. I think he's going to go. Yes. I don't know why, but I think he's in it for the long run.
Ron, don't do it, please.
You guys think he's going to, you know,
okay,
back out now?
You see maybe a baby in the future for season 3. You see a proposal. I see for season 3. I think that Mike and Lawrence may have a baby.
Aww. Yes.
I think that Mike's not going to stay in jail too long because I think he's going to federal prison and sometimes, not that I know, but for certain states, depending on what you do and what you're going for, if you do some of your time, and I think he's been going through this for years, maybe they'll let him out on good behavior. I kind of hope so. I hope that he's not in there for too long. Jen and Ronnie, I mean, we don't even got to wait for season 3. We can literally go to social media. I do see more fights. I'm scared because I actually do see either another baby or a proposal. But I do just see more fights coming for season 3 with them. Season 3, I kind of predict now that they're on this side and we've seen I hope that they show, like, Dina's baby shower because Sammy was there.
Yeah.
So I hope we at least see a Sammy. Sammy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm
just saying. The return of Sammy.
I'm just saying,
guys,
maybe she might get the
itch.
That would
be great.
Maybe she might get the bug. So I would love to see her pop up for season 3. And I see them... I see more families being involved for season 3. But yeah.
And I really do hope that Angelina and her Chris will still be together.
Hopefully there's not a fourth engagement.
Hopefully she gets her pound.
Hey.
Right?
Angelina.
Get pounded in the new season.
I think we're going to
end of the season. All right, kids, how about this? Guys, in the comments and in the chat, let us know what you guys predict for the new season. We will see you guys for season 3. But before we head out of here, ladies, let them know what shows you guys are on, where they can find you, and where to find you on social media.
Yes, you guys can find me on Instagram at DJ_Beaulieu.
Hey, guys, I do another show, 90 Day Fiancé, which is so much drama. And you guys can follow my new Instagram at 90 Day Fiancé now and at Stacey_Leavis on Instagram. Yes, the drama continues on that show.
Guys, you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And if you want a more reality fix, our sister network, Black Hollywood Live, I co-host a show called Reality Check. And we talk about literally every reality TV show. Stacey's show, DJ show, my show, Jersey Shore. And we'll give you guys updates of Jersey Shore while they're off the air. Guys, season 3 is coming. We cannot wait to see you. Slide in our DMs. We can't wait. We're going to try to get the cast on season 3. And it's been an amazing season, guys.
We love you.
Cavs in here.
Angelina ain't got about it all in a long time.
Angelina ain't got about it all in a long time.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would not like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.